Morning, brothers and sisters. Thank you. Good morning. It's a joy to be here before you. I appreciate the prayers that you have lifted up to the Lord in my behalf. It's been an unusually busy 2 weeks. Many unexpected things have come up. But I'm really thankful to be here. To be in your presence and to really be in the Lord's presence. Please turn in your word, in your Bibles, to the Gospel of John, chapter 18. We'll read verses 1 through 12 this morning.
我们一同看一处的圣经,是约翰福音第十八章第一至第十二节。
Gospel of John, chapter 18, verse 1.
约翰福音第十八章第一节。
When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the ravine of the Kidron, where there was a garden into which he himself entered and his disciples. Now Judas also, who was betraying him, knew the place where Jesus had often met there with his disciples. Judas then, having received the Roman cohort and officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, came there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all the things that were coming upon him, went forth and said to them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Jesus the Nazarene." He said to them, "I am he." And Judas also, who was betraying him, was standing with them. When therefore he said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Again, therefore, he asked them, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Jesus, the Nazarene." And Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way, that the word might be fulfilled which he spoke. Of those whom thou hast given me, I lost not one." Simon Peter, therefore, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's slave and cut off his right ear. And the slave's name was Malchus. Jesus, therefore, said to Peter, "Put the sword into the sheath. The cup which the Father has given me, shall I not drink it?" So the Roman cohort and the commander and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him.
我们读了约翰福音第十八章第一至十二节。
Let's bow our heads and turn to the Lord in a word of prayer.
我们低头有个祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for this time this morning.
神，我们感谢赞美你，俾我们今朝嘅时间。
That we can spend just a few moments to look into your words.
我们可以用这段时间去读你自己的话语。
And to consider the author of life.
去思想你自己就是那个生命的王。
About who he is.
去思想我们的主耶稣是哪一位。
In this great time of testing.
尤其是在我们这个试验的时间。
We see his glory and his majesty.
我们知道看到主自己的威严和他的荣耀。
May you open up these words to us this morning.
主，我们都求你打开你自己的话语。
That we may give the praise and the glory back unto you.
我们好将一切的荣耀和赞美归回给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. So this morning, I'd like to share with you about this burden that the Lord has given me for the past few years.
今早我想同弟兄姊妹交通下呢几年近年嚟主俾我嘅负担。
And I'd like to continue along the lines of what I have been sharing for a couple years now.
我喺同弟兄姊妹交通咗都有几年嘅时间喺呢一方面。
And that is to share about the name of Jesus.
这一方面的交通就是关于主自己的名字。
And specifically, who he identified himself to be in the Gospel of John.
尤其是在约翰福音这卷书，主自己称呼他自己就是。
You may remember that he said, "I am the bread of life."
主自己说我就是生命的粮。
I'm the light of the world.
我就是世界的光。
I'm the door of the sheep.
我就是羊的门。
I'm the good shepherd.
我就是好牧人。
I'm the resurrection and the life.
我就是生命，就是復活。
I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
我就是道路，真理和生命。
And I am the vine.
我就是好葡萄树。
Each one of these I am statements focus on a different aspect of his character.
当主自己话我就是，都喺佢自己每一方面表达唔同嘅信息。
And each one expanded on his proclamation that he made when he said, "Before Abraham was born, I am."
就是主自己宣告我就是，就是去应验 神向亚伯拉罕讲，亚伯拉罕出世之前，他就是。
I am. This is the memorial name of our Lord.
我就是系主自己应当纪念嘅名字。
That was given to Moses at the burning bush when Moses asked the Lord God, "What is the name of him who sent me?" If they should ask.
当摩西喺嗰个火烧个荆棘嘅当中去问神自己，你系点称呼？当我你差遣我去指民嗰度，佢哋问你系。叫咩名字？我点回答佢哋
？And the Lord God replied, "I am who I am."
神就向摩西讲：我就是，我是那位自有永有嘅神。
It is a timeless name. It is an eternal name.
神自己本身个名系超越时间嘅，系永久性嘅名。
It is a transcendent name. It is a powerful name.
佢自己个名系有能力嘅，有权柄嘅。
And so here in the Gospel of John, we come to this. The small I am statement.
当我哋嚟到约翰福音，同样睇主自己称呼我就是。
It's not one of the traditional I am statements that you might find or you might read about.
唔系一般我哋可以话自己话我是我就是。
Because in this instance, there is really no adjective to describe who he is.
因为当我哋啱啱读呢一个经节。主话我就是，之后佢冇再跟话我就是什么。
It is simply I am. I am He.
主个回答系好简单，好直接，我就是。
You know, it's interesting to note in the Gospel of John that this account in John chapter 18 is a little bit different than the account found in the other three Gospels.
当我哋读约翰福音第十八章呢度嘅记载，同埋其他三福音书个。同樣一個事情的記載有少少的不同。
In Matthew 26, Mark 14, and Luke 22, the passage is very similar when describing the betrayal of our Lord.
當我們讀同樣的經歷在馬太福音第26章或者在馬可福音第14章或者是路加福音第22章的記載是有少少的不同。
But in this Gospel of John, the Holy Spirit permitted him to be able to record what I think are three unique things that are not contained in the other three accounts.
当圣灵要呢使徒们去记载呢个同样嘅经历，圣灵就要约翰好特别嘅记载有三件事关于主嘅经历。
And the first one is the proclamation of our Lord.
第一个好特别嘅经历就系主自己点样宣告佢系边一位。
Where he said, "I am He."
佢個答覆好簡單，我就是。
The second one is the protection of our Lord.
第二個記載就係主自己俾門徒嘅保護。
Where he was able to say, "I lost not one."
佢自己宣布就係我沒有失落一個。
And the third one is the provision of the Lord.
第三個好特別嘅記載就係主自己係供應嘅。
Where he said, "The cup which the Father has given me, shall I not drink it?"
第十一節嗰度主。回答说：我父所给我的那杯，我岂可不喝呢
？In verse 5, 6, and 8, we see that the Lord says, "I am He."
第五、第六、第八节，主自己回答：我就是。
At first glance, there seems to be nothing special about the statement.
或者我哋初初好快咁读，觉得呢个回答冇咩咁特别。
It would appear to be a common confession or admission.
好简单啫，人哋问你系边个，你答咪系咯。
I'm He, or simply put, I am Jesus, the Nazarene.
我就是，人家找耶稣，是哪一位？你答我就是那一位。
But it is much more than that when we examine it closely.
But 当我们很细心地注意，去读，去思想，就知道这个回答不是那么简单。
If you were to look in it, in the NASB Bible, you would see the word He is italicized.
如果你是读某個英文翻譯本咧，嗰、那個我嗰個字咧就係、是、有符號嘅。
And so that made me go back and look in the Greek。
當我睇見有咁樣嘅符號嘅時候，我就去查考喺原文個意思。
Because in the Greek, it actually just records it as I am。
當喺原文嗰時咧，就冇我就冇呢個就字，淨係回答話我是。
There is no He added on。
冇話我就，淨係個回答係我是。
I think the author here, or the editors here, added the he for context to make it more understandable.
我相信翻译的肢体们他们加埋就字或者是英文我是他那个他字呢就是比较容易给我们读者去了解。
And yes, while it does make sense to say I am he, to admit that I am Jesus of Nazarene, I think we lose a little bit of the essence of his reply.
虽然是这样翻译是当一个人找某一个人你答我是他我就是那么比较顺口去答不过如果是这样呢就失去了原文的意思。
For in our Lord's reply, he was not simply admitting that he was Jesus of Nazarene.
因为当我们的主这样回答的时候不仅只是回答兵丁所找的是哪一位。
But he was actually proclaiming who he was.
不过他在他的答复很简单直接宣告他是哪一个我是。
Who he is and what his name is.
我是主自己宣告他是哪一个还有他的名称是什么。
I am.
我是。
I am.
我是。
He doesn't only say this once.
我们主不仅只讲过一次。
He says it twice.
他讲过两次。
And it's recorded for a third time in this account.
在这几节是记录了三次主这样讲的。
Judas and the conspirators, they were looking for Jesus the Nazarene.
犹大和尼捉拿主的人就是来找着拿撒勒人耶稣。
And Jesus responded that they had found him.
耶稣是这样回答你找到他吧。
But not only had they found Jesus of Nazarene,
不过来捉拿他的人不单止找到他们要找的拿撒勒人耶稣。
But they had found the I am.
不过他们当是来找耶稣的时候就是碰到那位我是那一位。
The eternal, everlasting.
我是就是那永远永久的那一位。
The omniscient, omnipotent.
就是无所不在、无所不能的那一位。
The God of heaven.
就是天上的主。
Creator of all man.
就是创造的主。
It was much more than what they were asking for.
当他们来是捉拿拿撒勒人耶稣，他们所碰到的就是超过他们所来捉拿的那一位。
It was truly a profession or a proclamation of who he is.
当主这样回答，是很直接，是宣告他自己是哪一位。
The Lord did not answer or address this situation in a shy or quiet manner.
当他们来找主的时候，主的回答呢，不是说很细声或者很怕丑这样回答的，是很直接，是这样宣告的。
He did not try to run and hide away in this time of testing.
当他来被试炼的时候，我们的主是很正面的去回答，没有去逃跑。
In verse 4 we read,that he went forth and said to them, who do you seek?
第四节，当主知道要临到自己一切事，就出去，去直接出去对他们说，你们找谁？
You see, he took the initiative.
他自己很直接的去面对这件事情。
He went forth.
他就出去。
Because he was going to make a proclamation.
因为他要出去面对，去作这个的宣告。
And through this proclamation, we can see his glory and his power and his majesty.
当主是这样宣告的时候，我们可以看到他自己的能力，他自己的威严，他自己的荣耀。
Because it was not just a simple admission or a confession.
因为当他回答的时候，不是很简单地回答一个问题，说我就是你要找的一位了。
He was proclaiming, I am the great living God.
不过就是一个很直接、很威严的宣告，我是，我就是那一位永活的神。
The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
万王之王、万主之主。
And here you are, you stand before me.
你就是，我就是那一位站在你面前，你就是在我面前。
And when he said, I am.
当他回答我是。
The soldiers and all the cohorts.They drew back and fell to the ground.
他们所有来捉拿他的兵丁，他们就退后，倒在地上。
How can you explain this?
我们怎样可以去理解这件事呢？
A whole host of men, of soldiers, a battalion, a cohort.
这里所是讲的就是去聚集一队兵和祭司长并法利赛人的差役，有成班人。去捉拿主。
Maybe 600 armed and trained soldiers.
这里那个述说，那个解释呢，那个数字呢，是会有成600个人。
Here here to capture one man.
600个人, 这个兵队来捉一个人。
And yet when he spoke in this darkness,
不过在这个黑暗当中, 他这样去回答他们的时候,
Jesus, the light of the world, struck them with the power of his word and his presence.
主耶稣很简单用他自己的话语去回答, 他是世上的光, 就可以令那些兵丁去扑倒在地上。
So they drew back and fell to the ground, as it says in verse 6.
在第六节那里, 他们就退后, 倒在地上。
We clearly see the power of the Lord in this.
我们很容易去了解, 当主的话语一出, 就有权柄。
Yet, we see the Judas and the soldiers and the officers, the Pharisees, they did not respond.
不过我们可以看见, 犹大, 和这些兵丁和所差的差役他们是没有回答他们是没有去反应的。
Why could they not see and understand that they were standing before the King of Glory?
为什么这帮人不可以去明白他们站在荣耀的主荣耀的王的面前？
Why did they not switch sides after they had been thrown back and floored to the ground?
当他们听到主这样回答要退后要扑在地上，为什么他们不可以
Why did they continue on with their conspiracy?
为什么他们还要继续去捉拿主自己呢?
It speaks of the condition of the human heart.
这个实在让我们了解到人心的情况。
Of how cold and how hard it can become.
人心当然是可以变得很冰冷，是很硬的心。
On how stubborn and set on its ways.
人心是可以很顽梗的，是不会改变的。
Even in spite of those times when the truth hits you in the face.
虽然当你很明白真理已经摆在你面前。
And we're unwilling to change.
我们当这个情形，我们都是很顽梗，不愿意改变。
Every one of them felt the power of the Lord.
所有人都退后,扑在地上, 他们都知道主的权柄。
Yet none of them were moved to stand up and stand for the Lord.
然而,没有一位会站起来,站在主那一边。
As we consider this, I hope that we would consider what our response would be.
当我们读这个记载, 我们都思想一下, 我们的回应应当如何呢?
When we are called,
当主是向我们呼召的时候,
will we stand up or will we shrink back?
主向我们呼召的时候, 我们会不会站起来, 站在主那边, 或者我们会退后呢?
Will we respond with the Lord and for the Lord?
我们的回应会不会说, 主, 我站在你那边?
Or will we be like Judas and the rest of the crowd?
抑或我们的回答就好像犹大和所有的兵队,
especially in the case of Judas. He who had walked with the Lord for maybe 3 years, who witnessed so many of the miracles and heard of the good news of the gospel, yet even in this count, he missed out on seeing or really receiving the power and the glory of the Lord.
然而到最后这一刻，他看见主的荣耀和权柄。
He was so close and yet so far. He was unable to find what he was looking for. Which really begs the question. Did he not see?
是不是犹大看不到呢?
Or was he not looking for the right thing?
或者是犹大所找的不是主所给他的?
You know, without our Lord's profession here, that I am he,
主自己在这里回答, 我是,
there would have been no cross.
如果主不是这样回答呢, 就不会有十字架。
And our sins would not have been dealt with.
我们的罪就不会被除去。
And there would have been no victory, no life, no salvation.
就不会有得胜, 不会有生命, 不会有救赎。
But thanks be to the Lord.
因为我们感谢主,
that he was willing to stand up.
因为他愿意站起来,
and proclaim who he is.
去宣布他自己就是我是,
that I am he. Now we see that the Lord was also one who protected his sheep. That he is the good shepherd. That he is one who is willing to lay down his life. With the Lord there is a protection, there is a covering. In verse 8, he said, If therefore you seek me, let these go their way.
耶稣说, 我就是, 你若找我, 就让这些人去吧。
So that the word might be fulfilled in verse 9. Of those whom thou hast given me, I lost not one.
这要应验耶稣从前的话说，你所赐给我的人，我没有失落一个。
This was the very thing that he had prayed hours earlier.
几个钟头前，主自己就是这样祈祷。
When he was with his disciples.
当他与门徒一起的时候。
After taking the supper, the Lord's Supper for the last time.
当他们吃了最后的晚餐。
And they were praying together.
当他们一同祈祷的时候。
In John chapter 17, verse 12.
在约翰福音第17章第12节。
While I was with them, I was keeping them in thy name which thou hast given me, and I guarded them, and not one of them perished.
我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也护卫了他们，其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的。
This is the heart of our Lord.
这个就是我们主的心思。
This is the heart of the Father.
这个就是父神自己的心思。
That all those that the Father had entrusted to the Lord Jesus, that he would not lose one.
父神所赐给他儿子所交托给他的，他都维护了，没有一个失落。
Because our Lord is that good shepherd.
因为我们主自己就是那位好牧人。
Just like in that parable.
好像那个比喻那里。
Where there are 100 sheep.
有一百只羊。
In the wilderness, and one goes astray.
有一百只羊在旷野，有一个迷失的羊。
And the Lord is willing to go and find that one lost sheep and bring it back.
主愿意去寻找那一只迷失的羊，去把那只羊的带回家。
This is the heart of our Lord.
这个就是主自己的心思。
And this is what he was able to accomplish.
他自己就是成就了这件事。
And here, even in this moment of testing, of trying,
当主自己被试探、被试炼的时候，
he was still able to fulfill this word.
他仍然可以去持守、去成就神的话语。
And not lose any that the Father had given to him.
父所赐给他的，没有一个失落。
This is the heart of our Lord. He loves his people.
是主自己的心思，因为他爱我们，他爱属乎他的。
He loves us with a love that bears all things.
他爱我们是以一个永远的爱去承担一切的。
That believes all things.
是相信一切的。
That hopes all things.
是一切都是有盼望的。
That endures all things.
是会承受一切的。
It's a sacrificial love.
这个是他自己牺牲的爱。
A love without condition.
这个是他对我们
没有条件的爱。A love without pretense.
没有假冒为善的爱。
A love that is pure.
这个是一个很纯洁的爱。
And captivating.
这个是去就近我们的爱。
I want to take a moment and consider Peter.
我想用少少时间去思想这里彼得。
He was a man who was ready to protect as well.
彼得同样都有主的心思要保护。
He wanted to protect himself.
他要保护自己。
And I think he really wanted to protect the Lord.
他仍都是想保护主自己。
We know that he was a man who was full of zeal.
我们知道彼得是很有热爱的一位。
And he himself had said earlier in some of the discourse leading up to these passages that he was willing and ready to die for the Lord.
当我们读约翰福音的记载的时候，我们看见彼得对主的爱，他很多时都说，我愿意为你死。
That he would not deny the Lord.
他不会否认主。
Now we see in this instance here, Peter was one who held up to that promise.
我们知道看见彼得自己的反应在这里，知道他是做他所讲的事。
Because we can see that he was ready to die, or at least he was ready to make a show.
我们看见他的动作这里，他的反应，他的回应，我们知道他讲的事是实在的，他是打算去搏命的了。
Peter was a man who was full of action and bravado.
彼得是充满了这个热血，同埋他是打算去死就死的了。
He would speak before he thinks.
他很多时都很冲动的讲，唔谂过咧就喺度讲噶啦。
He would act before he would think.
佢未谂清楚咧就已经有动作噶啦。
But in this instance, you have to really say, what was he thinking?
咁当彼得有咁嘅反应嘅时候，我哋真系要思想下，究竟彼得系谂紧乜嘢咧
？A fisherman with a sword.
呢个系一个渔夫，佢又揸住把剑、把刀。
That's a bad combination.
呢个咁嘅配搭系有啲怪，系有啲危險。
No, fishermen, they should have nets and they should have lines.
因為作為一個漁夫咧，佢個兵器或者佢用嘅嘢應該係網啦，或者係釣魚絲啦。
Maybe a little carving knife at the most.
或者如果有刀，都係刀仔啦。
But a sword.
不过这里说他有一把刀,
you know, nothing but trouble can come out of this.
如果一个渔夫拿着把剑，拿着把刀咧， 我哋知道就有啲危险了。
Here he was facing a battalion, a cohort of Roman soldiers, maybe 600 of them.
我哋喺度都讲过话呢度有成班人系有兵队呢个咁嘅记载咧，有成600人。你 一个渔夫,
and here he was with one sword, probably the only one amongst them that had a weapon.
一个渔夫有把刀，甚至或者所有人都系得佢一位有一个武器.
What was he going to do?
他究竟谂住自己可以成就啲乜咧？
I think maybe he had been watching too many superhero movies that some of you young people watch.
或者好似而家啲年轻人咁，彼得当时睇咗好多嗰啲超人嘅电影啊。
That he could just go through the whole crowd and slash and dash through them all.
他自己一个人，凭一个人，一把剑，好似啲超人咁，好快去搞掂成600人。
And why not start with the high priest slave?
好简单啫，而家喺我面前就系呢个大祭司嘅仆人。
I'll start easy and move my way up.
我就先斩佢先，然后先去对付其他人。
Now, thankfully, Peter was a bad aim.
不过都好，彼得因为唔系点善于用剑，佢都斩歪咗。
I think he was going for the head and he only managed the right ear.
或者他是想去撼那个人的头，不过呢，只是削了他的右耳。
Imagine if Peter's aim was better.
你想想，如果彼得是懂得怎样刀剑的，是可以准一点的。
And he had hit the mark.
那他是真的可以刺到他想刺的人。
Chaos would have ensued.
如果他这样的动作呢，就会带来一大很大的反应。
A real scuffle would have taken place.
那些兵丁呢，那些兵队呢，就会来行动了。And
the story would have had much more twists and turns.
那我们就看见这个记载呢，就或者会比较多些动作了。It
probably would have been made really good for a Hollywood movie.
那我们可以思想到，如果这样呢，现在荷里活呢，就可以拍到电影了。But
this was not the case.
不过这个不是所发生的事。
Because the Lord intervened.
因为主自己去插手。
And he was able to take what was really a foolish action of Peter.
当彼得好愚蠢嘅有咁嘅动作嘅时候，
and to once again display his power and his glory, and maybe even his mercy.
主自己就可以彰显佢嘅荣耀、佢嘅能力，甚至系佢自己嘅怜悯。
When he was able to heal the slave's ear.
在其他的记载，我哋睇见主攞咗佢嘅右耳，系帮佢恢复翻嘅。Peter
thought he was protecting the Lord.
当彼得咁嘅动作时候，佢就自己以为是系保护主。But
he was really standing in the way of the Lord.
不过其实彼得咁样作嘅时候，其实系阻住主所要成就嘅。And
standing in the way of the will of God.
佢系阻住神自己嘅旨意。He
was just delaying what was destined to happen already.
彼得这样的动作只是可以迟延了神所安排要发生的事。
And so this is a lesson for us to learn.
所以这个同样都是对我们来说是一个功课来的。
That we have to be careful that our zeal, that our fervor for the Lord and for His things does not get in the way.
当我们向主有心的时候，我们要很小心我们的热心，我们所想帮主一把 咁嘅心情咧，就冇阻咗主，拦咗佢自己嘅工作。That
it would not get in the way of the will of God.
我哋有嘅动作就唔会去迟延神嘅旨意。There
is a lesson of submission that comes in here.
当我哋读呢个记载嘅时候，我哋会学习一个顺而顺服嘅工作。When
we're talking about protection and covering, we may just think, I just need to be a tough guy. I just need to be a strong man.
当我们想到主的保护，或者祂给我们的保护的时候，我们觉得，哦，我自己硬净一点就行了。And
I can do it myself.
我可以自己来，我可以搞定。But
that's not the case when it comes to the things of the Lord.
不过当我们谈到主自己的事情的时候，做法就不是这样。We
cannot cover others until we first learn to be covered.
我们不可以去保护其他人。 我们要先在主面前学顺服，让祂去保护我们。We
cannot protect others until we are first protected by the Lord.
我们不可以觉得我们自己可以去保护其他人，我们先要在学习这个功课，说主保护我们。It's
just like the story of the centurion.
就好像那个百夫长的故事。
Who himself understood authority because he himself was under authority.
白夫长在主面前学习。 信心这个功课，因为他知道主有权柄，因为他自己是白夫长，他都有权柄去差遣。
We must learn to give up of our control ourselves and yield ourselves unto the Lord God.
所以我们当学习这个功课的时候，要学服权柄这个功课，我们要将自己放手，好安然咁交托喺主嘅手中。
Because when we try on our own in our own strength and our own wisdom.
因为当我们自己用我们自己的智慧，我们自己的能力去做一件事，
we may have some immediate success，
或者我们很快成就了少少的成绩，
but in the long term our energy will ebb and flow away。
不过长远来讲，我们会觉得很疲倦，我们自己的能力，我们觉得不足够，
and we will falter and eventually even fall，
我们就会失脚，甚至会跌倒。
But when we are weak，
当我们知道我们自己是软弱的，
when we are weak in the Lord, then He is strong.
当我们知道我们在主内本身就是软弱的，主自己就会刚强。
And then the Lord can have His way and provide that protection, that covering over us.
主就可以成就祂所想要成就的，祂就会给我们需要的保护。
Our Lord, He had learned the lesson of submission.
我们主自己就学了这个顺服的功课。
And because He had submitted to the Father God,
因为主自己去顺服父神的旨意，
He knew He Himself would be protected.
他很知道，安然知道父神会保护他。
Though He would have to go through this period of trial.
虽然他要经过这个试炼，这个试探。
And so that leads to this third point.
就来到我们第三点。
The Lord's provision.
主自己的供应。
He drank the cup of wrath so that we could drink the cup of salvation.
主自己喝尽了父神愤怒的杯， 好让我们可以去喝救恩的杯。
He took the cup of suffering so that we could take the cup of blessing.
主自己担当了受苦的杯， 我们就可以享用救恩的杯。
This is the provision of the Lord.
这个就是主自己给我们的供应。
It goes beyond just standing up and making a proclamation.
这个是超越了，不是说我很硬正，我站起来我就可以搞定了。
It even extends beyond just protecting and making sure that none are lost.
超越了主自己说我会保你所赐给我的，没有一个失落。
But He was one who was willing to go all the way.
不过是讲明主自己说一直到底父神所要去行的旨意。
Even if it meant drinking the bitter cup that the Father had prepared for Him.
虽然父神所给主预备的就是那个苦杯，他都愿意去顺服。
So we know that our Lord drank it, and He drained it until it was dry.
我们的主
also that the will of the Father could be accomplished.
父神的旨意就可以成全。
Are we willing to drink that cup that the Father has prepared for us today?
同样，如果父神预备一个杯俾我哋，我哋愿唔愿意去喝呢？
When we look at our circumstances in front of us, are we just thinking about the short term?
当我哋睇见我哋要面对嘅环境，我哋系咪好短视、好近视呢？
Or do we look long term?
或者我们是向长远的目标去注视呢？
Or we just focus on the temporal or the eternal?
我们的焦点是不是在暂时的，或者是永远的？
The earthly or the heavenly?
我们所要思想的是属地的事，还是属天的事？
Remember Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
我们要记得，我们要仰望耶稣，就是我们创始成终。 我们的信心创始成终的一位，
who for the joy set before Him endured the cross.
因为在他面前摆的喜乐就忍受了十字架的苦难。
It was for the joy set before Him.
就是因为在他面前有这个喜乐摆在他面前。
Even though the times ahead were not going to be very pleasant.
虽然在他面前他要面对的，他知道是极大的苦难。
The Lord went all the way for us.
不过主都愿意走尽这一切。
And as He went all the way, He did not lose sight of the fact that this was for the joy set before Him.
虽然他去到底，他都要摆在面前，就是摆在面前的喜乐。
May we not lose sight of the joy that the Father has set before us.
当父神安排我们在一个环境，我们都要学习这个功课，要把那喜乐摆在我们面前。
Even in spite of all the difficulties and circumstances that the Lord may place in our lives.
虽然主会摆在我们一个 周围的环境在我们的生命中是一个很极难当的处境。
That there will still be this joy in our presence.
主自己 摆咗佢嘅喜乐喺我哋嘅面前。
Because when we go with the Lord，
当我哋与主同行嘅时候
，He will be our presence。
经过呢段时系主自己系与我哋同
在。He will be our joy。
主自己系我哋嘅喜乐。
And He will be our reward。
主自己系我哋嘅赏赐。
And we will discover that we will have a cup that is overflowing。
我哋就会经历到我哋嘅杯都会系满溢嘅。
That is overflowing with blessing。
我哋个福杯系满溢嘅。
We need not be people who worry and always ask the question why? Why me, Lord? Why has this happened to me?
当呢啲事情喺我哋身上临到嘅时候，我哋就唔会经常嘅有呢啲问题。点解系我咧？点解会呢啲事情临到我咧
？Rather, we should just hold on to Him as the one who does all things well.
不过我哋可以找紧相信主，凡不误事，佢会做一切。
The giver of all good things, the giver of all good gifts.
因为喺佢里面嘅一切赏赐嘅都系美好嘅。
Sometimes we may not be very willing.
有时我哋系唔愿意。
But what we recognize that this is the Lord's cup prepared for us.
不过当我哋喺呢啲难处嘅时候，我哋可唔可以去理解、去认同呢个系主摆喺我哋面前嗰个杯
？As much as we may think of it, we really are not called to a life of comfort.
当我哋思想深一层嘅时候，我哋都好明白主去呼召我哋，唔系俾我哋去享福。
Now that is what the world tells us.
呢个就系世界所要我哋去明白嘅。
That we deserve it. We deserve the best.
就会世界嘅教导就系话，你配受一切嘅福气，你去享福啦。
And you know, in some ways, the world is not altogether wrong.
当然世界俾我哋呢个思想唔系完全嘅错误。
But what the world tells us is best is different than what God tells us is best.
不过当呢个世界想俾我哋呢个世界至好嘅，当然唔系神所预备至好嘅俾我哋，系唔同嘅。
The Lord calls us to a life of service.
主呼召我哋系要去进入服事。
He came not to be served, but to serve.
主自己话：我嚟唔系去受服侍，而系去服侍嘅。
And as such, then he gave his life as a ransom for many.
所以佢系当咗众人嘅赎价。
Even in the most difficult times, the glory of the Lord can be revealed.
当我哋主自己处喺呢个极难当嘅试炼当中，佢个荣耀就可以彰显。
But it requires those who are willing to take the cup.
不过系要一位愿意去接。这个杯这一份
For all that is in it.
这个杯所装满的一份
The blessings.
有福
And even the suffering.
有痛苦
When I was spending time with the youth recently.
当我最近去跟年轻人有少少相聚的时间
We engage in a small activity.
我们就有这个少少的活动
To see how well.They know their brethren in this assembly.
这个活动呢就是看看这年轻人可以怎样彼此的了解，他们究竟了解对方有多少。
And so I asked them, well, what do you think the older folks, even me, what do we worry about?
咁我就问这班年轻人话，你觉得这弟兄姊妹或者老啲嗰啲好像我咁，我哋会顾虑啲乜嘢呢？
And they gave a surprise, a very, I think, accurate list.
我都好驚訝，佢哋所列出嚟嘅，我都覺得都幾準確。
They said, you old folks are worried about your health.
佢話：，你哋啲老人家，你哋顧慮乜嘢咧？你顧慮你嘅健康啦。
You're worried about joint problems.
你顧慮你啲關節嘅問題啦。
You're always talking about the medication that you have to take.
你哋就成日都講話你要食呢種藥嗰種藥啦。
And the doctor's appointments you go to.
你又成日提及你要去見醫生啦，呢個約會嗰個約會啦。
And I don't think that's too far from the truth.
當然佢哋列出呢啲都同個真相係幾接近嘅。
It's not easy growing old.
當我哋年老嘅時候，實在唔係一件容易愉快嘅事。
Just like it's not easy being young.
同樣我們年輕都有年輕人的煩惱都不容易的
no, and as I age and as I mature I recognize more and more my mortality
當我年老的時候我越年紀越來越大呢我都感覺到我自己是身體越來越脆弱的
Now this year I've been to more funerals than I had been to weddings
今年來講呢對於我的經歷呢我去喪禮多過去婚禮
I remember back in the day when I would be going to many weddings
我記得我年輕的時候有一段時間我時常去婚禮的
And hardly any funerals
就比較少去喪禮
The But there's a time, there's a season for everything.
不過凡事萬事都有佢嘅時間。
And we have to trust the Lord.
我哋都要將一切交喺主嘅手上。
Last week, I went to a memorial service.
就係上個禮拜啫，我都去過一個喪禮。
It was for a family friend.
係一個家庭嘅朋友。
He was a man that was larger than life.
佢係一個好有名望嘅人。
He was the MC at my wedding banquet.
我同佢，佢係我結婚嘅時候，佢係我婚禮嗰個主持人。
And I recall after the wedding banquet that people asked me, "Where did you find that guy?"
咁佢咧呢個人咧就好多人都中意佢嘅。咁當婚禮完咗之後咧，都有人問我，你呢個 MC 喺邊度揾㗎？
He was described as a riot.
即係佢哋係講話呢個人好好玩嘅，好玩得嘅。
Because he was non-stop entertainment.
因為佢不停咧都帶俾周圍嘅人好多娛樂嘅。
When it got really noisy, he got even noisier.
如果個情況係好熱鬧嘅，佢更加熱鬧。
When people started clanging on the glasses, he just spoke over it.
好似喺我婚禮啲人敲杯嘅時候，佢仲大聲可以蓋過嗰個聲音。
He had a very outgoing personality.
佢係一個好開朗嘅性格嘅。
Very friendly.
佢友善。
Very loud.
講嘢好大聲。
A lifelong learner.
佢係不停好學不倦嘅。
Very educated.
佢係讀過好多書。
Multiple degrees.
佢有好多嘅唔同嘅文憑。
In art, in mathematics.
喺算術上啦，喺藝術上咧，佢都有文憑嘅。
In French, in Oriental languages.
喺法文啦，或者喺亞文亞洲嗰啲文語咧，佢都攞到好多文憑嘅。
He had a couple of master's degrees.
佢有好多嘅碩士博位。
And he even went to get his doctorate.
佢又要讀緊，要攞個博士學位。
At the age of 50-something, 57.
佢而家57歲，佢仲繼續嘅好學。
Truly a lifelong learner.
佢真係好學不倦嘅一位。
He was an educator.
佢係一個教師嚟嘅。
He taught down at the Monterey Defense Language Institute.
佢就喺Monterey嗰度去教書嘅。
As well as the Monterey Peninsula College.
佢喺Monterey一個大學嗰度。
But the most outstanding quality of this man was that he had a strong faith in the Lord.
不過我所講呢一位朋友咧，佢最好嗰一點咧，就係佢係相信主嘅。
And it showed in the way that he lived and the way that he raised his family.
咁我係咁講咧，喺佢生命中，我哋見到佢嘅對主嘅信心，而佢點樣去培養佢嘅家庭。
And the way that he interacted with the community.
當佢點樣同佢嘅社會有交流。
And even the way that he died.
當佢死嘅時候，都係有滿有對主滿有信心嘅。
He was voted Man of the Year for the city of Seaside.
佢喺西西嗰度住嘅，咁佢哋都選舉話呢一個人咧就係今年最突出嘅人物。
He was an individual committed to public service.
佢係一個好擺自己入去社工嘅一位。
But even greater than the commitment to the public service was his commitment to the Lord.
雖然佢係好擺上佢自己去社會服務，不過佢更加去擺上自己為服侍主。
He insisted that every meeting he went to that they would start with prayer.
佢係堅持佢去所有嘅聚會都係以禱告開始嘅。
This was the type of man he was.
呢個咧就係佢呢一位朋友嘅人。
14 years ago, he suffered a stroke at the age of 80.
佢就係4年前就中咗風。
It left him debilitated.
佢咧就變咗癱瘓。
And he fought to regain his speech and his motor skills.
當佢中風之後咧。 佢就要繼續去好努力去康復，想講嘢同埋想去可以有活動。
Daily he would still turn to the Word of God.
雖然佢係咁樣嘅情況，佢每日都去閱讀主嘅話。
And he would spend time having nightly devotions with his wife, just as he had with his family years before, reading the daily bread.
雖然佢咁樣嘅情況，佢都繼續每一晚同佢嘅太太去讀經，就。 佢經常以前都係咁樣，
and praying together with his family.
繼續每晚都係同佢個家庭有禱告嘅時間。
He longed to return to the church assembly to be able to attend.
佢好渴望可以恢復去到聚會，去同弟兄姊妹去敬拜。
Because through his stroke, he had basically become bedridden.
因為佢中風呢個咁嘅情況，佢基本上就已經癱咗，要喺床上。
On one occasion, he was able to go back and attend.
有一次佢可以翻去與弟兄姊妹聚會。
And as he attended, he was filled so full of joy that he just started growling and making all these noises.
当他在弟兄姊妹的当中, 他是充满了喜乐, 虽然他不可以表达自己, 他就好, 发出很多声, 去试讲嘢。
His family had become a little bit alarmed.
当他有这样的反应的时候, 他的家庭就有少少惊讶。
But the brother from the pulpit said, "No, leave him alone. Let him stay. He's family."
不过当他有这些, 因为讲不到嘢, 不过很多声出的时候, 变了好像骚扰, 不过讲到那位弟兄就说, 由得他啦, 他是, 他是, 家中的一份子, 由得他啦。
That's such a wonderful testimony.
这个实在一个很美好的见证。
Because I know many times we're so focused on the outward, on what we hear and what we see.
因为当我们很多时都是习惯了是 眼见的,和我们可以去捉拿的,我们就去注重这些事情。
That it needs to look proper.
我们所有的表现要, 规矩矩的。
But there are things that go beyond what we think is proper.
不过有很多事情的表现出来呢, 就不是我们所认为是正确的。
That is proper in the Lord's sight.
不过在主的眼中, 这些事是美好的。
There are other times when, because he couldn't go to the meetings, they came to him and shared the Lord's table with him.
有很多事因为他自己不可以去聚会, 弟兄姊妹去探访他, 和他一起去擘饼见面。
Because he was bedridden, he suffered from bed sores.
因为他瘫痪要在床, 他有很多, 他的身上都有很多瘀伤, 要处理。
And at this old age, he had poor circulation.
当他这么年老的时候, 又不可以动呢, 他那个血液就比较,
So it got to this point where the doctor said they were going to have to amputate his leg because his bed sores were not healing.
因为他很久不可以动, 他的脚的情况差到, 医生说要将他切除。
So his family prayed for his healing.
这样的情况, 他的家庭就为他的恢复, 他的健康继续祈祷。
And while he prayed, and while they prayed for his healing, he prayed that the Lord might return.
当家庭是为他自己的健康去祈祷的时候, 他自己本人的祈祷呢, 就是主快来。
That the Lord might return and take him before he died.
主可以快来, 他可以得见主的面, 可以, 与主同在。
The Lord knew what he and his family could withstand.
主自己知道他和他家庭所承受的是有多少。
And so the Lord brought healing to the situation. He did not have to have his leg amputated. And so in that, prayer was answered for the family.
主知道, 那就听了他的祈祷, 他的脚的情况就好转, 不需要切除。
Finally, earlier this month, when the family knew that his time was near the end,
当这个月, 他的家庭知道他的时间已经近了。
When he could no longer read the Word of God and the daily bread,
当他自己的视力都不可以读经或者读生命的粮。
They prayed that the Lord would take him soon.
他们的祈祷就说主可以带这位弟兄与主同在。
So they called all 6 of his children and 21 of his grown grandchildren to come and see him.
家庭就通知了他已经6个长大了的儿女, 有21位都是长大了的孙来探望他。
And almost all of them were able to make it there within 24 hours.
基本上他们所有的家庭24小时内都可以去见一见他。
And then on Independence Day.
在7月4号那一日,
So the first sound of fireworks at 8:45 p.m. that night.
当那一晚8点45分, 因为是国庆日, 7月4号有, 有烟花的时候,
His spirit was liberated from his body.
他的灵就释放了, 他就是,
And he returned to be with his Lord. You may wonder why I've taken 10 minutes to share with you this testimony. Is one to encourage you to persevere even through the most difficult of times, 14 years of being bedridden, suffering from a stroke.
我的交通的目的就是希望弟兄姊妹知道无论我们的杯我们的份是多艰苦甚至好像这位弟兄14年躺在床都不动。
And yet his eyes were still always on the Lord.
不过他的眼目仍然是注视在主的身上。
I share this as well to encourage us that we would be ones who live with great energy and joy and faith knowing that the Lord protects us.
我同樣的目的是交通，就是去鼓勵我們知道主，當我們每一日主都看顧我們，是給我們有能力、有健康、有希望。
But most of all, I share this to the glory of the Lord.
最重要的，我交通這個目的就是將榮耀歸返給主。
That we would learn to be ones who would profess to stand on the Lord's side.
我們會做一位是會宣告我們是站在主的一邊。
To be mindful of the big and small decisions that we make in our lives.
我們要思想我們生命中無論所做的大小的決定。
And how greatly they can impact those around us.
我們每一個決定，每一個動作都會影響我們身邊的人。
Either for the better or for the worse.
我們的影響性或者或好或壞。
Either to bring us closer to the Lord or to turn us away from the Lord.
我們所有的動作，一是就將我們拉近去主那裡，或者是將主我們退後。
I now share with you the rest of the story.
那我現在交通埋故事的末了。
60 some years ago,
60幾年前，
this man and his wife befriended my mother.
60幾年前，這一對夫婦呢，就認識了我的母親。
My mother was a recent immigrant.
我當時的時候，我母親是初來移民。
She did not know English.
她不識英文。
So they invited her to an afternoon study.
咁佢哋就邀請咗佢嚟中午嘅時候。
So that she could learn English.
邀請佢嚟佢哋當中學下英文。
And so that she could learn some things of the Bible.
咁又學下聖經所記載嘅。
This was the heart of this man.
这个就是这一位弟兄的心思。
To bring others to Christ.
就是将不认识主的人带到主面前。
For he had a study full of these Chinese immigrants.
他所带领的查经班是满了所有都是新移民。
Ready to teach them English.
去教这些新移民教英文。
And even more importantly, to teach them the things of God.
更加重要的就是教他们关于主的事情。
My mother, she learned broken English.
咁我母親咧就學咗少少英文啦。
And I think she learned a few things about the Bible.
咁佢都喺聖經學到少少關於主嘅事。
But she did not come to believe.
不過我母親都未嚟認識主。
Not yet, not at that time.
喺當時我媽媽就未嚟認識主。
But the seeds were sown.
不過主已經將嗰個種子栽喺佢心裏面啦。
Deposited deep within her heart.
已經種咗心喺我媽媽嘅心嘅深處。
And then some 15 and 20 years later, when she was raising her family,
咁15-20 年後，當我媽媽又要養育佢自己嘅家庭嘅時候，
she did what she was familiar with.
咁佢個所做嘅就係佢以前所認識嘅。
She brought my brother, my sister, and myself to Sunday school every Sunday.
咁每個主日，佢都會帶我哥哥、我姐姐同埋我去主日學，
so that we could learn English.
咁我哋藉著呢個咧，就可以學好啲英文。
Where she had learned in a church setting，
就係去教會個咁嘅環境去學好嘅英文。
Not only did we learn English， but we learned the things of the Lord。
當然我哋唔淨止學好咗英文，不過我哋學到關於主嘅事情。
And we came to believe and trust in Jesus as our Lord and Savior。
咁我哋喺嗰個環境當中就嚟信靠主，為我哋嘅主，我哋嘅救主。
And then years later, my mother and father also came to believe.
咁當然好多年後，我爸爸媽媽都同樣嚟到信主。
And thanks be to the Lord.
咁將一切榮耀感謝都歸翻俾主。
I don't know today whether I would be standing here before you as a brother in Christ if some of these events had not happened in my life, in my mother's life, in this man's heart.
如果主冇安排喺呢位弟兄嘅心思，有呢啲所有嘅一連串嘅經歷喺我媽媽嘅身上，喺我哋家庭嘅身上，我都唔知我個情況會係點。
There are many events and many decisions that shapes an individual's life.
喺我哋嘅生命當中，有好多嘅事情，好多嘅環境都會去影響我哋嘅一生。
And we trust that the Lord can use all of these in His sovereign way and be able to orchestrate and work things for His own glory.
當然我們都相信主是主宰一切，所有萬物萬事都是互相效力，祂可以用到萬事來安排帶我們到祂自己的跟前。
I praise and thank the Lord that this man was faithful to the Lord God.
我感謝讚美主，因為這一位弟兄向主是忠心的。
And to the Lord's call, some 60 years ago, when he and his wife befriended all these Chinese immigrants.
我感謝讚美主呢個弟兄，去忠心主擺喺佢心裏面嗰個即時就係六十幾年前去以呢班新移民為友。
And he said to the Lord, "I am he."
當主呼召佢嘅時候，佢就嚟到主面前話：我是。
Here am I. Send me. Take me. I will do thy will.
我就是，我喺度。你差遣我咧，我會去做你想我做你嘅旨意。
I will reach out to these people.
我會去呢班新移民嘅當中。
And because he was faithful in some small way, the Lord used that to reveal his own faithfulness unto me and my family.
因為呢位弟兄有佢某一部分嘅忠心，就影響到我同我一家嘅經歷到主。
For this I am thankful to the man.And even more thankful to the Lord.
為咗呢個經歷，我感謝呢位弟兄。然而更加嘅，我將一切感謝讚美都歸翻俾神。
I shared this simple testimony with the man's wife and daughter and granddaughter last week, not just to comfort them, but also to glorify God.
當我去喪禮嘅時候，上個禮拜我將我所經歷嘅呢個啱啱所交通嘅，同個太太同個兒女。同埋啲孫去交通，唔係淨止俾啲安慰佢哋，不過係將榮耀歸翻俾。
Because the Lord God is able to take such a small seed, such a small decision, and be able to produce fruit from it.
因為主可以將咁微小嘅事情種喺我哋心裏面，可以有果子去將一切嘅榮耀歸翻俾佢。
So brothers and sisters, this morning I ask you.
所以弟兄姊妹，今朝我同樣發呢個問題俾你。
What small decision will you make for the glory of the Lord?
當我哋作每一個決定嘅時候，或者好微小，好似唔關重要嘅個決定，點樣可以將榮耀歸翻俾神咧？
Where will you stand up and say, "Here I am"?
當事情臨到我哋嘅身上，我哋點樣去回應咧？我哋會向主説：主。我就喺呢度。
Take me, send me. I will do Thy will, Lord.
差遣我，派我去，去成就你。
The Lord God, He's the Great I Am.
主自己就係我是。
The One who has manifested Himself to us in so many wonderful ways.
佢自己將佢自己顯現喺我哋生命當中係咁偉大嘅。
He's our bread. He's our light. He's our door. He's our shepherd.
佢係我哋生命個糧，我哋個光，我哋個門。佢係我哋個好牧人。
He is our resurrection and life. He is our way, truth, and life.
祂是我们的生命，我们的复活，我们的道路，我们的真理，我们的生命。
He is our vine.
祂是我们的葡萄树。
There is no doubt about who He is.
我们很清楚知道主是哪一位。
The question is, who are we?
当我们要思想这个问题，我们要问一下自己，究竟我是怎样呢？
And who are we willing to stand up for?
我们愿不愿意为主来站立呢？
Perhaps you will not see the fruit of your decision and of your labor for many years.
或者我哋所做嘅決定，我哋好多年後都唔會見到有咩個成果。
Perhaps you will have to pay a price and go through many years of hardship.
或者我哋所做嘅決定，我哋要經過某些嘅困難。
But know this: when we choose the Lord will be glorified.
不過我哋要認定呢一樣，如果當我哋選擇跟隨主嘅時候。主是会得着一切的荣耀。
So today I leave you with these questions.
所以我完结的时候，我会发问这些问题给你自己去思想。
Will we be those who are with him, beholding his glory?
当我们与主一起的时候，我们会不会同他联合呢？去瞻仰他自己的荣耀呢？
Or will we be those like Judas and the conspirators who fall before his glory and yet withdraw?
或者好像犹大和这班兵队，当主显现的时候，我们是那班退后扑倒的时候呢？
And may the Lord guard us and keep us.
願意主都會保守，亦係帶領我哋。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
我哋祈禱完結呢個時間。
Father in heaven, thank you so much for revealing yourself, your Son, unto us in this way.
我哋天上嘅父，我哋感謝讚美你，你將自己咁樣係顯現俾我哋，去將你自己嘅兒子去彰顯俾我哋。
As a great I am.
你係將你自己我是。
As such, we really do fall before you.
俾我哋去認識、去經歷，我哋喺你面前撲倒。
Now we are left powerless, speechless.
我哋喺你跟前係軟弱。
In the presence of your majesty and your glory.
我哋喺你自己嘅威嚴、喺你自己嘅榮耀當中係撲倒。
We thank you though that you pick us up.
我哋俯伏喺你嘅面前，不过你系抬起我哋。
And you enable us to be your mouthpieces, your vessels.
你加力量俾我哋，可以做你自己嘅器皿，去做你自己发表话语。
Not for our own selfish gain, but for your glory.
唔系为咗我哋自己好自私嘅得着。
And we pray today that these simple words that you have given unto us.
系为咗你自己嘅荣耀，当你今日向我哋说话嘅时候。
That we may be able to use it for your glory.
你都用你自己嘅话语去荣耀你自己。
That we would be able to make those small decisions for you.
当我哋生命中所作嘅每一个微小嘅决定。
And may all the praise and glory and honor be given back to you this day.
都系为你而作，我哋将一切荣耀赞美都归翻俾你。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我哋祈祷奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Amen.